Joining us now to talk more about the UN sanctions against Iraq and what it will take to lift them is Ian Johnstone, who teaches international law at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. Professor Johnstone, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let's start by going over how the sanctions are currently set up and how the Oil for Food program works, please.
Well, the sanctions have evolved over the years, but the current situation is that Iraq can sell as much oil as it wants. But the revenues from those oil sales go into an escrow account that's run by the United Nations. And the proceeds from those sales are to be used only for specified purposes. Now, originally, those specified purposes were humanitarian, the purchase of humanitarian goods and the compensation for losses suffered as a result of the invasion. But over time, the goods that can be purchased in that way have expanded. And right now, essentially, Iraq can purchase any goods it wants, other than a specified list of dual-use items.
And the figure that I've seen is that something like 60% of the Iraqi population is totally dependent on the food rations that come through the Oil for Food program.
That's right.
As we heard in Michelle Kellerman's report, the United States seems to be looking for a way around having to declare that Iraq is free of weapons of mass destruction before lifting sanctions. How easy a case is that to make? Is one contingent on the other?
Well, the conditions for lifting sanctions really go right back to the resolution adopted in 1991, Resolution 687. And what it says, in essence, is that the Security Council has to agree that Iraq has complied with all of its weapons-related obligations. And what that means is destruction of its weapons of mass destruction, dismantlement of any weapons programs, and accepting the long-term monitoring. It would not be difficult to finesse the issue of what sort of declaration needs to be made, but I think it's going to be difficult to avoid taking this to the Security Council at all. I suppose a short-term or an interim step might be to suspend the sanctions rather than terminate them entirely, and the suspension is allowed under the provisions of a resolution adopted in 1999. But I don't think the issue of the Security Council have to taking a decision can be put off forever.
How much of the jockeying over whether and how to lift sanctions is really coming down to a matter of jockeying for power and leverage at the United Nations? There is one European Union diplomat who is quoted today as saying, if you lift sanctions, you lift the control of the United Nations in what is going on in Iraq.
That's certainly a part of it. There's no question that right now, the role of the UN, at least as specified in the existing resolutions, continues. In principle, at least, the weapons inspectors are supposed to be continuing to operate in the country. In principle, the Oil for Food program is supposed to continue to operate, and funds should go into an escrow account. So if that is terminated, the question is who has the right to sell the oil? Does the UN have any role in overseeing the oil sales or overseeing the purchases made with the proceeds from those oil sales? And there's sort of other features, the compensation fund. How are the revenues from the oil sales that are supposed to go towards the compensation of those who suffered as a result of the first invasion, Iraq's invasion of Kuwait, how will that be administered? So the question of lifting sanctions is sort of tied up in a much broader question of what the post-war role of the UN will be.
In Iraq. If sanctions are lifted, Iraq would presumably be free to import items that are currently banned as well, like so-called dual-use items, equipment that could have possible military uses. Is that
true? That's right. Well, dual-use items and weapons themselves, conventional weapons, are currently a part of the sanctions. So if you lift the sanctions entirely, presumably countries can sell weapons to Iraq, can sell potentially dual-use items to Iraq. And so that is something that would have to be worked out in the context of any lifting or modification of the sanctions regime.
Professor Johnstone, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ian Johnstone is an assistant professor of international law at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University.